This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
And we all know the quotes about, you know, fail fast and, you know, you only fail when you've quit and all those things. But, you know, take me back to a few ventures that you did and maybe what you learned from them that after it didn't work.
Yeah, for sure. And I like to call my failures learning experiences. Like when I hear fail fast, for me, it's learn fast. Right. Once I kind of got that into my mind, incorporated that into my life, things started to move forward. So for me, when I was starting companies, what I realized is I tried to start an e-commerce site. I tried to start a golf business, obviously. And then I was 2 days away from opening a used car dealership, where I was going to be in-house financing to people who didn't have great credit, couldn't get it from elsewhere. And what I found is I was failing at all those because I went in with the wrong intention. I was money driven. Right. And I think that's a mistake a lot of people do make. And I see, and I made it like 100%. I wanted to make money. And what I didn't realize is the time commitments, the level of maybe months of not making any money that would actually take to do it. And, you know, after those failures, you kind of sit back and you look through your life and you're like, hey, what did I do wrong? What could I have done differently? And that led me into, honestly, I sat down one day and I just reviewed everything. And I'm like, the reason why I failed at all these is because I had no experience in them and I had no idea what I was doing. Like, I think I just saw something. We're in a day and age where you see something online and they're like, oh, it's quick and easy and you can do it too. But it's really not true. Like, even the quick and easy takes years even to become great at. So I sat down with my father and I was seeing what he was doing with business planning. And that was at that point where it was a complete aha moment because I realized that I didn't have a plan. I had no idea what I was doing and I had no roadmap for where I wanted to be. And businesses even, like, you have to be able to understand after 3 months, here's the amount of customers I'm gonna have, here's our revenue, here's what I can afford in expenses in terms of a space, equipment, et cetera, in order for me to become successful.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.